what it is.
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And this is
Hard Factor.
And there is no one that does it better.
Right now, yeah.
Nobody does it better.
I ain't repeating myself. Go ahead, tell me something right now.
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist. And I'm always jittery.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Friday, October 4th, and that means it is Florida Man Friday.
Hell yeah!
I look forward to it every week. All right, we're going to take it straight into an interview with famed, flatulent Florida man, Paul Blart. So, let's go.
Flart. Paul Flart.
Wait, can
Paul
we, before, Flart. Before we go in...
Oh my God, Paul Flart.
Yeah, it was mean. Can you give some quick context on Flart?
Some context. Oh, he's the Florida man we covered last week who got fired from his security job at a medical facility for posting solo fart videos to Instagram.
And has now become semi-famous.
That about sums it up.
And is the best farter, I would say, in the world.
Oh, yeah!
All right, welcome to the show. Internet fart master, Florida man by way of New Jersey, Paul Flart. Paul, thanks for coming on the show. How are you doing?
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well as well.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Doing very good. Always great. A good night when we're recording Florida Man Friday. And we gave our listeners a brief summary of your story last week, you know, about how you came on the rise at your job in Florida at that medical facility. But can you tell us in your own words what happened?
So, I mean, it all started, and everybody's heard this at this point, but it's still fantastic. You know, I'm working at the front lobby of this hotel. Or this
the hotel.
Hospital. I'm sorry. Yeah. I messed
up. Very different, Paul. Yeah.
So I was like, we reported it wrong.
Yeah, no. So I'm working at this lobby of this hospital, and it's this big open space, tile floors, high walls, high ceilings. And just one day I just let one rip, and it was just a massive rip. It sounded fantastic, you know, reverberating around. The acoustics were just so pure and perfect. And, you know, I thought it was hilarious. I'm like, I can't believe that this can sound so good.
You're goddamn right it's hilarious.
Were you alone when you ripped that first one, the inaugural?
What's that?
Were you alone when you ripped the inaugural?
Yeah. Yeah, every single one of the farts that we've recorded on Instagram have all just been me in that lobby.
Well, that's very considerate of you.
Yeah. It's just how it worked out, you know? It's just how it worked out. But yeah, so like I just made a video, sent it to my buddies in the group chat. They thought it was fantastic. And after doing that a couple times, it just kind of like, we need to do more with this. We can't just keep this in the group chat. So, you know, we came up with, you know, Instagram is the platform. Mm-hmm. Paul Flart is the moniker, you know, because Paul Blart, you know, Mallcop. Mm-hmm. And it just, you know, ran with it, put it out there and started making the content. And, you
that
know,
that was the dream right there.
So, Paul, when you say making the content, what do you mean?
I mean, just, you know, making the videos and posting them out there.
Can you describe to our fans what the videos are?
What's that?
Can you describe to our fans what the videos are specifically for someone that hasn't seen your work?
Yeah, so if you're unfamiliar with Paul Flart, it's essentially me with my phone straight in my face, staring straight into the camera, straight into your soul, and just letting it rip. No emotion, just stoic as all hell, and just right.
Yeah,
to
you're
it.
Much more animated tonight than on those videos. You're just all about business on the video.
How many farts?
I mean, I think it's part of the charm.
How many farts per video?
How many farts? What do you mean?
How many like farts per video?
One long
is it
usually,
one
right?
per video, or is it multiple?
It's just farts? One part, just, okay. You know, one and done, bang bang. There's been a couple where I posted that just kind of like there's a couple like, you know, back to back, but for the most part, it's just one per video.
Have you had any accidents?
Not yet. Paul Shart has not been born. One day Paul Shart will exist, I'm sure. But yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You're pushing the envelope. I mean, I can tell you're trying. So it's,
yeah,
you're playing
well, you know,
a dangerous
I don't
game.
Strain so much. Yeah, I don't strain too much. And people have commented on that, especially like with the Vice video and stuff, you know, all these people coming out. And they're like, you don't strain. I think these are fake. And it's just like, well, maybe that's why everybody else is shitting themselves so much and why my pants are clean, you know?
Paul,
so,
Paul, do you purposely eat certain foods to you know, make yourself have a better flatulence? Is that part of the plan? And if so, what do you eat?
Yeah.
What's your regimen, really?
Yeah, after going viral, obviously there was this like this more of a need to produce, you know, better flatulence or like, you know, better content.
You needed performance enhancers.
Yes, we definitely needed those enhancers. So like I started doing research, checking old forums and different websites and trying to figure out, like, you know, what creates a fart, what it is inside of you that makes it. And, you know, fiber is like the big key. And then flaxseed, like milled flaxseed, is like, you know, primo stuff right there.
You're reading like ancient, like Chinese books on farting. Yeah. Like-
I haven't, but I probably should. Yeah. Right. Those guys probably know a thing or two.
If you fart historian. Your fiber intake, you can get more volume, more farts out.
So Kashi, there's a Kashi brand cereal called Go Lean Crunch. And you put some milled flaxseed on top of that and then eat like a fiber one bar. Wash it down with some kombucha, and it's a wrap. I'll be
Paul, can I be real honest with you?
Yeah.
It doesn't look like you're eating Kashi Crunch and drinking kombucha.
Well, we look the same.
Yeah. He's one of us.
Yeah.
Well, what happened? So your workplace must have known eventually that you were using their facility to reverberate your sound.
Someone's like, that's clearly Paul.
Your body noise.
Yeah, so it was like 6 months of posting videos before... Yeah, it went anywhere. I think it was Barstool Sports Instagram page, which featured me on there, which set this viral swing going.
We know a good video when we see it.
So Barstool got you fired. Is that what you're saying?
So what happened?
Yeah, Barstool got me fired. You guys need to start paying me. Let's go. let's do some work. So I had like 500 followers at 8 p.m. and by midnight I had over 5,000.
Nice.
We're sitting comfortably at 107,000 right now, verified on Instagram. Whoa. But it was that initial night when I went viral. The next morning, my boss called me, and he was not very happy, but didn't know what was going on. He's coming from higher up, like higher than him. And
were you at
like,
the workplace at the time, or he called you on the phone?
Yeah, he called me on the phone. I was home. I was done work. It was the next morning. I think I had like the next 3 days off. And
you know it's serious if he's calling you when you're off. You know
It's usually like, hey, just come into work or something quick. And he was like, yo, so something's going on, but I don't know what it is. And I'm like, we'll talk about it later. I'm busy figuring this out.
I'm eating Kashi right now.
Yeah, my phone's blowing up constantly. People are emailing me. I'm trying, like, I wasn't ready for it. It was never really a plan to go viral. It was just a fun thing to do.
You're just
so, like,
your
I'm trying
talents,
to, like, damage right? control and, like, figure this out. Like, what am I supposed to do when I'm going viral? Like, how do I make the most out of this? Mm-hmm. And
keep going. Keep posting.
Yeah, we did an all right job, I feel, of just, like, making things work. But then we set up a meeting. My boss called me. We set up a meeting with his boss, and I was pretty much thinking I'm getting fired.
Yeah.
And, again, the group chat. So I, you know, pop back in the group chat, and I'm like, so we're getting fired, guys. I don't know what we're going to do. And my buddy's live stream it. You have to live on Instagram.
Nice.
And, you know, make that thing. Yeah. So we did that. And then we went viral again from that. That video's got over
you
a million
your
views on YouTube right now.
And said, we're getting fired. Like they.
Yeah. They're helping them out. They're a squad.
They're in on it. Yeah.
Me and my asshole, bro.
Yeah.
Tandem team.
So did you ever have a one-on-one with your boss where your boss was like,
did they play you the video?
No.
Oh, that would have been awesome.
That would have been awesome.
They're like, is this you? Yes.
You want to explain this, Paul?
Yeah, you want to explain this?
Pull it up in a conference room.
I go into the parking lot, and it's like 7 a.m., and they're waiting for me in the security golf cart at the entrance of the parking lot. And it was just like, okay, this is real. Like, this is actually going to happen.
Yeah, that's an overreaction, if you ask me.
Yeah, I thought so, too. But, like, in the end, it was beneficial for me because it's a public place. Even though it's private property, there's an air of publicness to it. So me recording it was like perfectly A-OK.
Nice.
Because there was that semblance of public place. So
all right. Well, what are you doing now? Good. So you're live streaming on Twitch and stuff. What are you doing now?
So I do the Twitch thing pretty part time. Like whenever I can get a free, like, you know, a few hours here, a few hours there. I'm currently working full time delivering auto parts for one of the auto part chains.
I did that a few summers. It's one of my favorite jobs ever.
Yo, it's a fantastic job. The people, like the mechanics and the people I meet and the people I work with are all fantastic. But, you know, it pays like shit. You know, I'm making, you know, nothing.
But they don't care if you fart on camera, right?
Dude, they love it, bro.
that's your audience, Paul.
That's your fam right there. Yeah.
I found the people, right?
Exactly.
Paul, can we get let's get a couple rapid-fire questions to you but just about how this has affected your life now that we have a story. Yeah. So how's the dating life with Paul Flart?
I'm a fat white guy, bro. Like, I mean, there's plenty of us out there. So,
but you're very skilled. You're a skilled fat white guy. I'm curious if your skills have attracted
like
Yeah. I mean, there's if I was a gay guy, I'd be set. I'd say.
Why is that? Because
he's
the vibration.
He's a bear, dude. He's a bear.
And so many messages from guys who are just like, "Yo, you're fucking funny. You're hilarious, and you're cute as hell." And it's just like, "Yo, thanks for the compliments. Like, it doesn't make me feel like I don't."
Have you thought about like, just running with the momentum
yeah,
there?
Take those compliments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just take them as they come for sure. You know,
it's somewhere what else attractive. That's cool, right? What Twitch games do you like to play? What do you
I play a lot of Rocket League. I play a lot of this game called Enter the Gungeon. It's a small indie game. And then pretty much whatever. I've been playing Destiny. Destiny 2 just came out with that expansion.
Nice. I play that too, Paul.
Yeah, that shit's fun as hell.
Do
so.
You fart on the live streams? Or no?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah, live stream. Yeah. We have a fart mic. You can kind of see it back here, aimed down.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
So like, I have like an Audio Technica. I think it's a 30-35 or something like that.
People can watch your game and get the fart at the same time.
Paul, yeah, and then we have like a fart calendar and a timer since the last fart.
When did you know that you were different than other kids and had a special skill or ability?
Yeah, I don't even know. It's never something I thought about. Like, I've always just farted, and that's just kind
probably
of been the
that
thing.
Moment in the lobby.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. But like that acousticness of that lobby, like the way that sounded, I was like, this is cool.
We got to wrap it up, Paul. But can I give you $1 million idea? We're approaching the season. I know this will take a couple months to produce, but I think you could get it out in time. Can you do a fart Christmas album? So you're like farting to famous Christmas songs.
Yeah, I mean, if I could find somebody who can figure out how to do that kind of stuff,
there
I'm down.
Like, I mean, I think that would really sell.
You're fucking look at him, Paul.
And like, wait, Paul.
Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes, it's like,
Paul.
Yeah, like, I'm down.
Paul, we'd be amiss with our fans if we didn't ask you on the spot if you can produce one of your farts.
Do you have one
for
us?
I'm so upset because, like, I ate a bunch of food this morning to prepare for this, but I got the timing wrong, so I just spent everything I had.
So like 3 hours ago, you were ripping.
You have our cell phones. Can you send us a
if you guys want a personalized fart, I will send it to you.
Well, yes. We can add it in post. Send us a personalized fart. Yeah.
Okay.
We'll send you a script. So we'll have you fart, and you'll be like, listen to Hard Factor.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Hey, Paul, thank you so much for coming on. Tell people where they can find you, man. Tell people where they can find you.
Yeah, Instagram at Paul Flart. It's Twitter at Paul_Flart.
Someone else had
Twitch.tv/Paul Flart. It's Paul Flart. Just Google it. You'll find me everywhere.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll Twitch with you. Thanks, Paul. Oh,
yeah. All right. Well, that was incredible. We might have to bring Paul Flart back on sometime because that was a good interview.
Really nice guy.
Good guy. Yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping it'd be weirder.
He's good from both ends, the rear end and the front end of the mouth. You know, he's not bad.
His butt cam.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take it straight to the other Florida Man stories. Fans of the show may be aware, but I'm not a big fan of the electric scooters that I assume are in all major cities at this point, since Lyft and Uber have kind of taken them over. They sure as shit are all over the fucking place in Austin, Texas. For those that do not know what they are electric scooters that go about 17 miles per hour.
Very
fun. Like, you just like get your app, get your QR code, get on the scooter, start scooting, and then at the end you say you're done your ride and you pay like $5 for like a mile or whatever.
So where's the hate here? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, I'm getting to that. There's hundreds and thousands of them scattered around the city in Austin so that people can get places downtown.
You guys ride them?
Walking. We do occasionally.
Enjoy them thoroughly.
But I love them. I think I like riding them. They're fun.
Yes, riding them is great, but herein lies the rub. They mainly go on the sidewalks. There isn't like a scooting lane.
No, it fucks pedestrians.
Right, basically people are just zipping by people on foot at 17 miles an hour and around corners and stuff, and like it's hard to brake. People are like jumping out of the way. People are getting injured on the scooters.
Yeah,
cars
I scared
are coming,
the
cars
shit
are
out of some pedestrians the only time when I was in Austin a few weeks ago. So
right, I don't know if you've ever lived in a city, but like there's like all these like garages that have entrances and stuff where cars are always coming out of, so like scooters can always get smashed by cars. I almost got hit by 6 cars.
Will scared them because he was screaming at the top of his lungs as he was scooting, as he does when he
scoots. just very large human, not very in control of my scooter, and they had to get out of the way.
It was like a bucking horse.
You're not stopping, so they need to do something.
We rode scooters the other day downtown when we were covering the Tribune Fest, and Pat went out of his area on his scooter. So
and
then
it talked to me like a fucking
down.
Robot. It was like, you're out of your area.
We are shutting down.
Shut down.
Yeah. So that sucks. A second major problem is that when people aren't on them at all, they're just scattered around the city inconveniently laying on their backs, on their fronts, on the ground, in front of people's ways. You have to step over them.
They're obstacles.
If you're texting and walking, you're going to trip over one. If you're blind, you're fucked. Anyways, they're a goddamn nightmare. But they are fun. Like we said, they're very fun.
Thinking about the blind.
But so is heroin, probably. So, like that's also a problem. Fun, but not great.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not a fair comparison.
It's not a fair comparison?
I can't wait to do heroin.
I feel like it's a very fair comparison.
What age are you guys going to start heroin?
88. I'm going to die on my... Well, I think it was... I'm hiring at 85. I don't want to live past 85, so I want to go on a bad batch of heroin at 85. One and done. And just like slowly drift off into the wind with the incredible dopamine release.
Well, that's morphine. Okay,
yeah.
I want five
years.
Well,
morphine or heroin, yeah, whatever.
Yeah. 5 years of use.
I want to go overdose on something
else.
You
awesome want 5 years of addiction just to enjoy that before?
Yeah, my UBI will be paying for it.
Okay. The last 5 years of a good marriage.
That's a long 5 years for an old person, Pat. Well, I'm not the only person who thinks the scooters are a nuisance, guys, to put it lightly. As a man in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, has been caught on camera cutting the brake lines on electronic scooters. police said over 140 scooters, in fact, have been vandalized and disabled in southeast Fort Lauderdale since April 5th this year. So he was busy. This guy was busy. It was like a five-month, what was that, 25
I like the scooters, but I respect the move of cutting the brake wires.
Absolutely.
On these
he took the law into his own hands is what he did.
I mean, stopping on a scooter is hard enough when you're going full speed, but suddenly you lose your brakes. You might kill somebody.
He's not getting back at Lyft or Uber. He's just killing the people that enjoy the scooters.
You think he's killed anybody yet?
No. But he's injured a few.
Coming.
He's injured some people for sure.
They ended up catching and arresting 59-year-old Randall Williams because the vast majority of the vandalized scooters were within two blocks of his apartment, and he fit the video description perfectly. And probably everyone in the neighborhood was like, "Oh, the crazy scooter guy? Oh, he lives over there. He fucks with the scooters." Police eventually caught Williams in the act as he vandalized 7 scooters last Saturday and 9 this past Sunday.
Gets them on the weekends.
They caught him with 2 sets of wire cutters, a pair of handheld lock pliers.
What do you think this guy does during the week?
And he was wearing a glove to not have fingerprints on, but he was arrested and caught in the act.
Oh, I think he sits on his balcony and watches people get on the scooters that he cut the cords on and then watches the corner that the stoplight's at and sees what happens. Watches what happens.
Working himself up.
Yeah.
What an idiot, though. He wears a glove to not have fingerprints and he's got the tool set, but he just only does it next to his block. He's lazy. He doesn't go too far. He just doesn't like the scooters around him. Williams was charged with criminal mischief, resisting officers, and loitering or prowling.
Prowling, huh?
Prowling's not a good one to have on your record.
What a goddamn asshole. Can you explain
this? There are horror movies called The Prowler.
Yeah, can you explain this prowling charge?
Yeah.
Trying to get a job?
I don't like scooters.
It's like Peeping Tom, I think.
Well, I mean, he really hates scooters. And there are a lot of people that really hate scooters. This guy at least did something about it. I mean...
Applaud this man.
A lot of people just talk about it. This guy went out and did something. He's paying for the crime, but
true. That's true. And I hate to interrupt, guys, because this is a Florida man show, but this March 3rd is Super Tuesday, the day where roughly 40% of all Democratic delegates will be at stake in the race to face President Donald Trump for the presidency.
Probably.
The date also marks California's first time they're moving forward from traditionally having their primaries in June. They're moving up to Super Tuesday on March 3rd. So it's a huge Super Tuesday this year. It's likely that by the time Super Tuesday rolls around, the Democratic field will be narrowed down to 2 or 3 candidates, but who knows? It could be 17 or 18. Hopefully 2 or 3. Lots of markets are available to bet on this at Predicted. All 14 Super Tuesday states are open to bet on who will win that state. And if you want to get in on that action, go to www.predicted.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get a free $20 for any first-time deposits. It's totally legal in all 50 states and easy and fun to play. We have been getting a ton of only positive feedback from listeners. They've been DMing the shit out of us, telling us that our tips are pretty good. I think that we're about, I don't want to toot our own horn. I said we're about 60%. We're about 60% on tips, which is it'll make you money in gambling. They've signed up. They love it. We've had hundreds of people sign up for Predict It. Mm-hmm. We want hundreds more. If you're listening and you haven't signed up yet, get in on the fun. It's fucking amazing. So the 14 states are like North Carolina, Minnesota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Arkansas, Texas, Utah, Vermont, Virginia, Maine, Colorado, Alabama. I think that's all 14 right there. You can get in and see who's going to win. Spoiler alert, it's either Liz Warren or Joe Biden at this point. Those are the only two choices.
Well, right. That's what I was going to say. Some of our recent picks got blown up by the Bernie heart attack deal. So like,
yes.
I don't know. I mean, do you guys think, I mean, to me, that seems like you have a heart attack when you're campaigning, probably out. What do you guys think? You think
I think he's going hard.
Again, I hope for the best for Bernie. He's had a lifetime of service. Only want the best for him, but yeah. I don't think
of
he's
going
to be.
But I'm talking about that. Has nothing to do with the
think,
best for him.
I don't think he's even in contention, no, Will. I think he's out.
Right. I mean, yeah.
Whether he wants to take himself out or not, I think he's out.
I think if Yang Gang's message gets out there, he's going to be a contender.
Yang Gang has moved into third.
Yeah.
Andrew Yang is moving into third because of this Bernie thing, I think.
I think the Republicans are going to love him. Democrats are going to love him because he's only talking economy.
A couple states to get in on Biden because predict it. Again, people are emotional and predict it. And it's, you know, it's user versus user, right? So totally legal user versus user, stock market type thing. It looks like Liz Warren might win a couple of the first states, but states she's probably not going to win unless Biden continues to fuck up are Texas. Biden's loved in Texas. He's crushing her there. Nevada, as we said, which isn't part of Super Tuesday, but bet on Biden on Texas and Nevada.
Yeah, and Super Tuesday is basically, for Predict It, like the first weekend of March Madness.
Exactly.
So we're going to absolutely hold a very special event for that one, I imagine.
Yeah, we'll have like a video show.
Yeah.
We'll give betting advice.
It's going to be amazing.
Start looking at those markets. Fun. Again, www.predictit.org/promo/hardfactor20 to get a free 20 and have some fun with us. And that's it, guys.
Yeah.
All right, guys, let's take it over to a new segment. We're going to call the Florida Knife Corner. It's a sub-segment of the Florida Man Friday.
Love that.
Yeah, not a lot of people know this, but carrying a knife in Florida is a birthright. Floridians are given a state issue.
You don't even need to be a Boy Scout.
No, you don't need. You just need to be in Florida because when you go to get your
really all of America, but especially Florida.
Well,
they give it to you with your birth certificate.
Well, no. It's when you get your driver's license. The DMV issues a state-issued blade to you.
Gotcha.
Everyone knows that. But as you can guess, this leads to a lot of Florida men and women getting into trouble with their cutting device. So first up, a drunk 51-year-old man, Derek Marlowe of Port Orange, Florida, rode his bike onto the campus of Spruce Creek High School, entered the school unchallenged, and then went into a classroom full of kids and took a seat.
Mm-hmm. How old did you say he was?
51 years old. Marlowe was rocking a pocket knife and was quickly arrested after the teachers activated an emergency response button inside the classroom, which prompted a sheriff's deputy to come in there and arrest him.
That's a scary scene.
Well, I'm assuming that Marlowe was sporting a backwards hat in an attempt to fit in as a teenager, but he probably blew his cover.
Like that
he was
Steve Buscemi, hello, fellow children.
Exactly. But he was hammered drunk and probably couldn't answer any of the questions.
The teacher has got to be freaking out. Like, there's the extremely smelly old guy. He just
Well, not to get
down.
Too dark, but it's the age of mass shootings. Like, that's
Didn't
a terrifying
say a word.
Scene.
Yes.
Well, guys, this brings me to a really important point that I've said once and I'll say again. You never trust a grown man who rides a mountain bike that's not in the mountains. This is just a good tip to live by. If you see a grown
man, trust me.
What's the difference between a mountain bike and a dirt bike? It's a bicycle.
Oh, it's
bicycle.
Not a road bike.
Oh,
it's not
a bicycle.
It's not a hipster bike like Pat.
Well, Will,
likes to ride.
Hold on. If you're rocking your mountain bike, you're rocking it to exercise, right?
Yes.
Yes, if you see a man commuting on a mountain bike, stay the fuck away.
Plenty of people commute on those things.
No one does.
It's whatever he could steal.
No one does. But guys, it turns out that this is a really sweet story because Marlowe just wanted to test the school's security system. That's why he did it.
Oh, that's nice of him.
So it was for the people.
So did he get arrested? He should have got a key to the city.
Big time arrested.
Hey, Pat, where do you sit on fat tire bikes?
Fat tire bikes? I'm fine with fat tire bikes. Fat tire bikes are not mountain bikes.
You don't consider that a mountain bike. All right.
Tell me when you see a grown man on a mountain bike that there's not something wrong with that.
Honestly, the only thing good about scootering is that it's gotten cyclists off the hook a little bit for being the most annoying people on the road.
That's true. Let's take it over to Marathon, Florida, guys, where 47-year-old Antonio Solis was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and battery after he threatened to cut out the tongue of a teenage girl because he disapproved of her dating choices.
Was he related to this girl?
We don't know, Wes. The best part about this story is there's no...
It's going to be hard to date without a tongue.
Yeah, there's no indication whatsoever of a relationship.
Got an opinion about you.
Yeah. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Department, Solis admitted that he had some suspicions that the girl was lying about who her boyfriend was. So he grabbed her by the hair while holding a steak knife and threatened to cut out her tongue if she didn't tell him whom she was dating.
A steak knife? That would have been a messy scene.
Well, and he was also stalking her for the last year.
Well, I assume
that... It's not me, is it?
Exactly.
Basically, if the answer wasn't
who are you dating?
Yeah, if it's not him.
If she had said you, then it would have quelled the whole situation.
Right.
I assume she's presumed to be dating someone older who's named Baby Arm. That's just my general assumption.
Tripod?
Yeah. So this was a real baby, you go to school today all day.
Mm-hmm.
I heard different situation. And I'm not sure if...
You know, he's older than you. He's 41.
Yeah, exactly. I think he's just probably a concerned citizen who cares about the youth of his community, who's also dated Baby Arm at some part point in his life.
Oh.
Who are you dating?
Nice spin there.
Yeah,
man.
I know, yeah.
Knife corner is always full of twists.
Yeah, they'll cut you.
She's in big trouble.
Who are you who are you dating?
You. Thank you. He's like, oh, he drops the knife. He's
finally.
Like, yeah.
Let's take it over to the nonviolent crime corner. 22-year-old Florida man Malachi Love Robinson was released from prison in West Palm Beach, Florida last week, 20 months into his 3.5-year sentence. So he got out a little bit early.
What was he arrested for? Having the best name ever?
Yeah, about to let you know. The courts gave Love Robinson credit for time he served before being sentenced for his crime, which was impersonating a doctor. And the crimes occurred when he was still a teenager, and you wouldn't guess by his name, but he went by the moniker Dr. Love.
Mm. Mm. Something tells me there's a lot of impersonating doctors in Florida. A lot of tattoo artists, body modifiers, pill subscribers.
When you say something tells you, do you mean the news? Because, yes, there's a fuck ton of
tons of fake doctors.
Personal information firsthand. Yeah, the news, yeah.
So this guy, it happened back when he was a teenager, so he must have been like 19, I guess, and he was illegally practicing quote-unquote medicine out of an office in West Palm Beach and apparently defrauded one elderly woman of up to $35,000. So, like, you got to wonder what the fuck he was doing in there. He got caught by an undercover cop who came in and bought some of his services, which, again, I really am curious as to what type of services Dr. Love was offering in this office.
He's selling roofies. Like,
roofies?
I think he's just like,
Dr. Love?
That's a like lifetime prescription.
What does an old lady need with roofies with?
No. I think Dr. Love was like giving people like Advils and like claiming that it was like, you know, some type of wonder drug or something.
I just like that he had an office.
Could have been like a psychic.
Yeah, it's very organized.
For $35,000, I'll tell you how to get married to your third husband, you 80-year-old loon.
Yeah. But anyways, I mean, it seems like a great racket. If you're in Florida, to be like a fake doctor.
Oh, fake doctors are great.
We already covered that. Con artists is
it's one of the best rackets. If you're out there and you're poor, become a fake doctor.
Florida's the major leagues for con artists.
Head on down there.
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I'll be honest, I wasn't really paying attention because Mark made me the strongest drink ever.
Waterman Friday.
All right, we'll wrap it up quick then. Love Robinson had previously been arrested for fraud in Virginia, and he had apparently walked into a hospital in a doctor's outfit before, but he didn't try to treat anybody. He just strolled around as if he was a doctor for a while. And,
just testing the waters.
That's alarming.
Yeah, that's a little bit weird. And if you want to stay out of Dr. Love's office, you might want to consider taking a look at your diet and exercise and maybe try to drop a few pounds if you need to, like me. And lucky for me and you, there's Noom. That's N-O-O-M. Noom is an app for your phone that basically acts like a personal assistant for your health. You get assigned an individual coach that puts you in a group forum, and you get educated not only on the nuts and bolts of how to eat and exercise, but more importantly, the support of your coaches and psychological education that can help you fit a healthy lifestyle into your existing lifestyle. I've been doing it for 2 weeks now, and my Noom coach just texted me before the show that I'm down 3.5 pounds in 2 weeks, and honestly, I doesn't feel like I've been dieting at all. It's pretty awesome.
Because you haven't been.
Yeah, pretty much. She's the coach who I still think may be half artificial intelligence. You know,
doesn't matter. It's smart artificial intelligence.
Right, right. She's just been giving me tips, and so it's been working good. You don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps make big progress. Sign up for your free trial today at Noom. That's noom.com/hardfactor. What do you have to lose? Visit noom.com/hardfactor to start your trial today. That's noom.com/hardfactor, the last weight loss program you'll ever need.
Yeah, and that goes for you as well, elderly women. The three women between the age of 60 and 80 that listen to our show, you can go to Noom.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe it would have kept you out of Dr. Love's office.
That's right. Tell your elderly women friends to listen to Hard Factor.
All right, guys. This one is extremely fucked up. As some dickhead judge laid down the hammer on a 21-year-old West Palm Beach man who accidentally overslept for his second day of jury duty. You guys ever have jury duty?
Where the hell is juror number 12?
I've never been called. I've never actually had to go to it.
Nor have I, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to admit to any more crimes on the show.
Okay. All right. Well, DeAndre Somerville, who had already been sworn in as a juror for this civil case and appeared on day one, did what many of us have done in our lives and accidentally hit the snooze bar one too many times and did not show up for his second day of jury duty, which caused a whopping 45-minute delay in the proceedings and royally pissed off the judge. So what do you think is a reasonable penalty for this offense?
Like that's a bad sleep through. Like, we all know when you wake up in panic, when you realize that you missed something, that when you're obstructing justice, that's a bad sleep
through. Yeah, but you're a juror. And I mean, for that offense, you'd be like held in contempt or whatever.
I saw the picture of the kid. He's like in his early 20s.
He's 21, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, unless this is the judge's first year, I would probably say this is a normal occurrence.
Well, like a fine.
If DeAndre seemed like an asshole, I would throw the book at him. But if he was.
Don't they also have backup jurors?
No.
They have alternate jurors. That's a backup juror.
I would just take the day off.
But they're not calling it alternate because DeAndre slept through his alarm.
Well, they have to.
Yeah, eventually they have to. They have to proceed. So, yeah. So what happened here is, well, this judge decided to make an example of DeAndre, like Pat said, and laid down a 10-day jail sentence, a year probation, wow. 150 hours of community service.
Ridiculous.
And he had to write a letter of apology to the court.
Fuck that judge, man.
I agree. Fuck that judge.
I would have written that in a crown after getting that sentence.
Wait, do we know if it was a murder trial?
It was a civil case.
Oh, fuck that judge.
Yeah, fuck this judge.
He's getting a harsher sentence than the fucking person on trial.
Now, if you're sleeping through the OJ...
yeah. No shit.
You're not showing up the stupid jury duty?
No shit. If you're sleeping through the OJ trial or the Menendez brothers trial, I get it.
Nope, but they have alternates on hand for those.
Yeah.
45 minute delay.
And also, you take a day off, it's a 6-month trial.
He didn't call in, which really pissed off the judge.
Who is he going to call? Right there. No. Get on like a fucking automated thing to get on an automated thing to get on an automated thing to be like, the judge is in session.
Well,
right
the
now.
Judge may have been a waiter because this is a no call, no show, which in the service industry is a big, big deal.
You get fired, you don't get arrested.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, it's the firing of.
I guess. Yeah.
150 hours of community service, year probation.
We had it fine. Just fine him.
DeAndre said this penalty is especially impactful on his family because he has to drive his grandfather to therapy regularly and now can't do that.
Committed no crimes.
What did the judge have to say about that?
Nothing. He didn't care. This is about the harshest shit I've ever heard. I'll tell you, Amber Geiger is lucky that this judge didn't oversee her case because she would have gotten the fucking death penalty.
Yeah.
For killing that guy.
Well, maybe not. The judge sounds like he might be, you know.
A little bit racist, you think?
Beholden to the old ways.
This is what's wrong with the judicial system.
Yeah. Anyway, fucked up. We started like a GoFundMe for this guy or something. I don't know.
It's a good point.
Yeah.
10 days is nothing. He's going to get out. The 150 hours of community service is like
more than 10 days. Probation?
That's a lot.
If DeAndre like fucks up once,
right?
He's going to fucking jail.
Well, let's throw him some house parties.
Yeah.
Hey, DeAndre, if you're out there, DM us.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll help you violate your probation.
Yeah. Exactly.
And that's going to do it for Hard Factor. We hope you enjoyed that riveting interview with Fartmaster Paul Flart. Be sure to follow him on social media. Also, remember, our Soft Corner shirt is back, probably until Monday only. No bullshit on that one. Our classic Shades tee is only $15 right now, and the Pop the Clutch is coming back soon. So if you enjoy the show, please support us with a t-shirt buy. We would really appreciate it. We are also going to be doing a Halloween Power Hour in Austin at Eastside Tavern. So if you want to join us for that, we will be in costume and giving prizes for best costume. It's going to be a lot of fun and a great pregame.
You really enunciate that you in costume.
Wes is having trouble here.
Yeah. Mark's having trouble talking.
Jack
and Coke really fucked me up.
Wes is having costume. Trouble talking.
Costume.
Holy shit.
Jesus Christ. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Costume.
It's going to be a lot of fun, guys. great pregame for the night.
Costume. You fucked it up again. Pregame.
Keep sending us sticker requests to the main account on Twitter or Instagram.
We will get
you those as soon as possible. Follow us at Hard Factor News on Instagram and Twitter. Leave us a review on iTunes. Spread the word to anyone you think would enjoy the show. And most importantly, have a great fucking day and weekend.
Woo. Yeah. Say goodbye. Say goodbye.
Okay, it's supposed to be night. Something evil's lurking in the dark.